This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you don't miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. But here now is the news for November 18th, 2022, Mickey and Minnie's birthday. Happy birthday, guys. Disney has announced when the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration and the Disney Parks Magical Christmas Day Parade will air, as well as the lineup of entertainment and sneak peeks during the programs. The specials, filmed from Walt Disney World Resort in Florida and Disneyland Resort in California, will feature musical performances of holiday classics and new hits, showcase family stories, and offer sneak peeks at what's new around the Walt Disney Company. Plus, Freeform's Trevor Jackson of Grownish will join for a musical performance aboard the new Disney Cruise Line ship, the Disney Wish, and a sneak peek at Avatar, The Way of Water. The Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration will air on ABC on Sunday, November 27th at 8 p.m. It'll be hosted by Derek and Julianne Hough. It'll be available for next day streaming on Hulu and Disney+. Musical performances for the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration will include Derek and Julianne Hough, Becky G, the Black Eyed Peas, Chloe Flower, David Foster, Catherine McPhee, Il Volo, Jordan Sparks, Maren Morris, Megan Trainor, Neo, and, oh boy, Run DMC. Personally, that's the one I'm most excited for, but it's cool that Run DMC is doing it. The parade, the Magical Christmas Day Parade, will air on ABC on Sunday, December 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern. It'll stream live on Hulu as well. It'll be hosted again by Derek and Julianne Hough, but also Sherry Cola of Good Trouble and Marcus Scribner of Grownish. In addition to the parade, musical performances for the Disney Parks Magical Christmas Day Parade will include all the ones we mentioned for the other special, minus Run DMC. It's a weird decision, but okay. Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe in the Magic Kingdom has a few new menu items, including an Impossible Patty Melt for $12.79. It's Impossible Burger topped with plant-based Swiss cheese, pickle slaw, and asteroid sauce. That's Thousand Island dressing, by the way. And it's on toast. There's also a Rocket Hot Chicken Sandwich for $12.59. It's spicy fried chicken topped with pickle slaw and Sunny Eclipse Rocket Aioli on a brioche bun with a choice of side. There's actually a video review of that chicken sandwich right here on the channel. Eric Morton went and did the deed and kind of ate the chicken sandwich. And of course, we have reviews of both items up at WDWNT.com. The 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays will have a merchandise collection featuring Olaf and Sven from Frozen. Disney has offered a sneak peek at two of the items. The Dooney and Burke tote bag features Olaf and the Skyline of World Showcase. A spirit jersey features Olaf and Sven running across a wintry background beneath the words, "Holidays are for sweets." The collection will also include a crew long sleeve adult tee, a magic band, trading pins, Olaf light up ornament, and Olaf and Sven mug. They'll be available at all festival kiosks in Epcot. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, access to our Discord community, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make the show happen every week. And also, another quick reminder we have to make. As you know, every year during the holiday season, Thanksgiving weekend in particular, we here at WDWNT do a 50-hour marathon broadcast to benefit Toys for Tots. For those who are unaware, Toys for Tots is a wonderful organization that makes sure that underprivileged kids get a toy for the holiday season. It's from their very beginning, they've been connected with Disney. In fact, Walt Disney was a huge supporter. And in fact, the Disney company drew the very first logo. That train logo was created by Disney animators. Originally had Donald Duck on it, in fact. And Disney still raises money for this cause. And that's why we've always been a big supporter of it. So the way this works is, again, we will be on the air on this channel for 50 consecutive hours starting on November 25th. It's next Friday at 9 p.m. So on Black Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we go on the air starting with WDW News Tonight, and we continue with a number of different programs and all sorts of fun things for the next 50 hours, including we're going to do a Back to the Future Live a history segment, complete history of Spaceship Earth. We're going to do Cooking with Nick again. All sorts of fun stuff. I can't even think of everything. There's so much. And also another big part of it is an auction where all of the proceeds from the auction go to Toys for Tots. So to access these links may not be active right now, but these are the links you're going to want when the show actually happens. So first of all, to donate, it's toys.wdwnt.com. And to take part in the auction, that is at auction.wdwnt.com. And again, the stream will happen right here on YouTube starting on Friday the 25th at 9 p.m. and running until Sunday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern. So please join us for that. We'll put out the full schedule at some point in the next few days. We're still hammering a couple details out, but please join us and please donate. Even if you can't be there to watch, we appreciate the donations. The link should be live relatively soon. Walt Disney World annual pass holders can enjoy a special new drink this holiday season at Epcot. It's the Cinnamon Frozen Coca-Cola, garnished with apple chips and served in a souvenir pass holder themed cup. The drink will be available at the Refreshment Outpost during the 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. Of course, all the menus for that event have been released now. You can read them at WDWNT.com. What a week for pass holders. We get golden tap styles and a cinnamon Coke. Man, they really love us. An intoxicated Florida man chugged two beers in less than 30 seconds at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, and it would not take long for the rest of his visit to Disney World to unravel. Chase Holderby sounded friendly at first as he offered handshakes and high fives to everyone in line, one of the Epcot stands for the festival on September 10th, according to a newly released Orange County Sheriff's report. The 30-year-old Merritt Island man had already caught the attention of authorities because he appeared to be intoxicated. He was, quote, stumbling, being excessively loud, swearing, and appearing unsteady on his feet, said the report. The deputies watched Holderby chug two beers in less than 30 seconds at the American Adventure Pavilion, and by then, visitors were already complaining about his behavior. A Disney food and beverage manager photographed Holderby and alerted all the food and beverage locations not to serve him any more alcohol. The others in Holderby's group knew Holderby was getting himself into trouble. They tried to get him to drink water and head towards the park exit, but Holderby didn't get very far. He got into an argument with his group at the Japan Pavilion, the sheriff's report said. Deputies warned him to stop making disturbances. When he got to the Morocco Pavilion, Holderby was confronted by a Disney security manager who ordered him to leave the theme park. Holderby placed his finger on the Disney employee's chest and started causing a scene, swearing and yelling he hadn't done anything wrong, the report stated. Holderby reached the International Gateway. He took off his shirt and kept asking what he had done wrong. These get better and better. Holderby continued to yell and ask what he did wrong all the way up the ramp to the Skyliner. Once in the queue line, he continued to act belligerent and caused the crowd of people in line to become alarmed. While attempting to get him onto the physical gondola car, he wouldn't initially get in and was dangerously close to falling into the area beneath where the attraction operates. As the disturbance continued, the staff stopped the entire transportation system for his safety, inconveniencing and delaying all the other riders. All Holderby had to do was ride the gondola one stop to the Caribbean Beach Resort where his family was staying, but he never made it. Holderby initially entered the individual gondola of the Skyliner, but then began to push his way out to hurl insults at members of security. Holderby was arrested for trespassing and disorderly conduct and taken to jail. Orange Circuit Court records showed he took a plea deal earlier this month. He pleaded no contest to the charges and paid a $273 fine. He was credited for already serving one day in jail and didn't get additional jail time. His attorney did not comment on the story. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at both Disneyland Park and Hollywood Studios is celebrating the Wookiee Holiday of Life Day with special experiences. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios has a new PhotoPass magic shot where guests will appear to hold the glowing Life Day orb. And the holidays are also coming to the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. The winter holiday celebrated by the Wookiees of Kashyyyk in the Star Wars universe will be celebrated. Of course, starting with November 17th, the original release date of the Star Wars Holiday Special in 1978. The Star Cruiser has a special Life Day orb drink available in the Sublight Lounge. It's reportedly an apple cider with a kick. The image we're showing you now is an example of a Life Day orb, but not an image of the actual drink. Get in tune with nature thanks to these new mini ear headbands featuring Groot and Bambi. Both ear headbands are available at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom. The Groot ear headband is $34.99. It's covered in corduroy brown fabric resembling bark, and a patch of young Groot is on the left ear. Crisscrossing strips of fabric resembling twigs are on the right ear, and a few green leaves poke out of the twigs. The bow at the center looks like two green leaves tied together, and I Am Groot is embroidered on the back of one of the ears with two leaves, and the I Am Groot series, of course, debuted on Disney Plus in August. The Bambi ear headband is $34.99. These open ears are covered in felt, flowers, mushrooms, pine cones, and acorns. The headband is a dark green. The flowers are yellow, orange, and red with green felt leaves behind them. And the red bow at the center features an image of Bambi and Thumper. The back of the ears are light green. Also, you can take your style back to the 1960s with a new Spirit jersey and matching Loungefly mini backpack from Walt Disney World. We found the jersey in the World of Disney at Disney Springs and the Loungefly at the Emporium. The Spirit jersey is $79.99. The swirl patterns are mostly green and pink with some of white and yellow. The Walt Disney World D logo with a Mickey globe is on the left breast with an established 1971 below it. And Walt Disney World is across the back of the shoulders in white. The Spirit jersey is also available in youth sizes. The backpack is $75. The backpack features that same pattern. The zippers are lined with solid pink. The Disney Parks Loungefly plaque is pink as well. And the Mickey ears stick out of the top. There's also a new headband celebrating the 40th anniversary of Epcot at the Creation Shop. It's $34.99. It's a mini headband. The ears are covered in red sequins. And the bow is a rainbow of colors with the Epcot 40 charm in the center made of clear plastic. The outside of the headband is dark blue, and the inside is light blue. Two new T-shirts honoring classic Disney World attractions are now available as part of the 50th Anniversary Vault Collection. We found these Big Thunder and Haunted Mansion tees at Celebrity 5 and Dime at Hollywood Studios. The Big Thunder tee is $36.99. The tan-colored shirt features the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad train with the coaster's rocky spire behind it. Big Thunder is in orange lettering, and Mountain Railroad is in black. And Grand Opening 1980 and Walt Disney World are in a darker tan color below, and the back is solid. This is the original art for when the ride opened. This was used on a number of items, on promotional stuff, so this is pretty cool. The Haunted Mansion t-shirt is $34.99. It's a heather gray tee featuring two of the hitchhiking ghosts and the Hatbox ghost, who, by the way, has never appeared in the Disney World ride, but will be soon, actually, sometime next year, we believe. They're in a cartoonish black outline style, and the Haunted Mansion is in italicized bubble letters at the bottom, the 60s style logo. And you could summon your own spirits as well with this new lamp inspired by Haunted Mansion's own Madame Leota, which is now available at Disney World, not part of the Vault Collection, mind you. It's $125. It's kind of also a statue more than a lamp, but it lights up. The lamp is available at Memento Mori next to the Haunted Mansion. It features Madame Leota's ghostly face floating in her crystal ball atop a silver pedestal. Her hair is blue-green while her face is pale white. From January 18th through March 31st, guests at both Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea will get to celebrate Minnie Mouse for the third time, focusing on Minnie herself rather than the nostalgia for past events this time around. The One Float Parade is coming back to Tokyo Disneyland after full seasonal parades, sans dancers, and show stops made their return in April. Once a day, guests will be able to greet Minnie and her friends in the Minnie We Love You Parade along the parade route. Also at Tokyo DisneySea, the harbor greeting returns again on the blue and gold barge, this time with Mickey, Minnie, and the gang performing twice daily in their Minnie Besties Bash costumes. Minnie's lovely dessert plate will be available at the Center Street Coffee House at Tokyo Disneyland. This adorable dessert plate includes a berry and hibiscus flavored jelly dessert topped with a chocolate in the shape of Minnie Mouse's silhouette, along with a strawberry cream puff adorned with a chocolate motif of her polka dot bow. They're also decorating the restaurant, and it looks super cute. Minnie's lovely set will be available at Horizon Bay Restaurant at DisneySea. This set includes a meat patty with white sauce, cream of potato, and beet soup that turns pink when mixed together. There's also a strawberry cheese mousse cake inspired by Minnie Mouse's bag with a choice of bread or rice and a soft drink. Guests who purchase an eligible menu item in either restaurant mentioned above will receive a luncheon mat with a limited edition Minnie Besties Bash design. The luncheon mats feature Minnie Mouse happily dancing on stage, make for a cute photo op when paired with the applicable menu items. Quick flashback for many of you. Those of you who grew up in the 80s or earlier like me, you may remember at Disney World we had these mats. They were made of paper and you could pop the characters out. Those still exist at Tokyo Disney Resort at some restaurants. And now occasionally they make these souvenir hard plastic versions that you can buy. And it's, I love it. I'm so nostalgic for it. Additionally, menu items with souvenirs will be offered from January 17, 2023, including a pink heart-shaped souvenir plate featuring Minnie Mouse, a souvenir lunch case with pink polka dot design on a white background with Minnie Mouse on the front and Minnie Mouse and her friends on the back. The restaurants will also be decorated, and together with the special menu item and luncheon mat, guests will be able to enjoy their meal in a space filled with their beloved Minnie Mouse. Designs of Minnie Mouse will adorn the walls of World Bazaar at Tokyo Disneyland and the American Waterfront at Tokyo Disney Sea, where guests will be able to enjoy taking pictures with the multitude of decorations. And as always, there will be plenty of merchandise on sale highlighting Minnie and her charms. A limited-time Disney Resort Line monorail ticket will be available starting January 17th. And during the event, the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel will offer accommodation packages that include exclusive merchandise, including a blanket, a wall pocket, and a room key case, as well as a specially designed room key. These items, which can all be taken home, have designs featuring Minnie Mouse and her friends. Additionally, the restaurants at Tokyo Disneyland Hotel and Disney Ambassador Hotel will offer limited-time menus to celebrate Minnie. And now someone will have to talk me out of booking a Minnie Mouse room for this event. I'm going to get a text message as soon as this show is released to not book it. That's a real thing. As Disneyland Paris continues its expansion of the Pizzeria Bella Notte restaurant, quick service in Fantasyland, it was announced that a Luca dining room will also be added. Taking over the former Fantasia Gelati, the new area will be known as Andiamo. When the opportunity to expand the restaurant arose, Imagineers naturally thought about the fan-favorite sea monster to add to the variety of characters represented in the park. This new area will bring a seaside atmosphere with lots of details and objects evoking the local fishing culture and cuisine that you can find in Luca's hometown of Porto Rosso, in addition to providing further space for guests to enjoy Italian specialties. Quote, Luca is a beautiful coming-of-age tale that reminds us of the beauty of acceptance of one another, but also from within. Discovering who we are can be a daunting challenge, but friendship can help us on that journey, shares Tracy Eck, art director of Walt Disney Imagineering Paris Design and Show Quality. I'm really happy that we are able to bring elements from the story of Luca here to Fantasyland. Since its opening in 1992, Fantasyland has been a vibrant homage to the European fairy tales and storytellers, a timeless place where the magic of animation meets the architectural styles and cultures of the countries they are inspired from. Pizzeria Bella Notte is no exception, with its peaceful and romantic atmosphere, which pays homage to the various regions of Italy. The iconic restaurant features nods to the classic Disney stories Lady and the Tramp and Fantasia, but will now also be home to Luca. I have mixed emotions on this. Fantasia Gelati was such a beautiful space, all hand-painted murals, really gorgeous. That being said, based on the art, this looks like it will be as detailed as things were in 1992, which is somewhat of a fear for Disneyland Paris. Every time they've touched that original park, kind of since the 90s, it's been kind of a scary thing. It's such a beautiful park, and it was done so right the first time. It does look like a lot of love and care going into this. And also, this little sort of nautical Luca area will be right across from It's a Small World, which is already part of the Italy section, and the cast members wear gondolier costumes. So I'm very sad about Fantasia Gelati, but also this looks of quality, so I'm mixed emotions, but it should be a cute addition. For the absolute latest on these stories and more, and all those that didn't make it to today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.